Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World on a Sunday morning in Chicago from the Allstate Showcase Studio. And I am very excited. I mean, we have so much to do this morning. The biggest dog show in the Midwest, one of the greatest, I think in many ways, personally, my opinion, the greatest dog show in America, is right here in Chicago. And we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. An opportunity for you to win stuff, 312-981-7200. And by the way, if you have any dog show questions, throw them at us. And it turns out something I wrote went viral again. And this concerns the Olympics and the way the dogs are being treated in Sochi. So here we're going to be talking in just like 2 seconds about these pampered dogs that'll be in Chicago at this dog show. And these stray dogs in Sochi are being shot at and poisoned. I've written about it. As I said, it's gone. What I wrote has gone in by the thousands all over. And I didn't know that I really called for a boycott of the Olympics. Us watching. There's not going to be a boycott at this point. I mean, but us watching, we don't have to watch. We can watch anything we want. Maybe we shouldn't watch it. I'll explain my perspective. I know it's a controversial one. But first, Susan Olson is here. When you think dog show in Chicago, you think Susan Olson. We were talking before the show, Susan. You've been on by telephone many, many times. This is the first time you've been in the studio, so welcome.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you here. Now, let's talk for those who have never been to a dog show. You watch dog shows like the Westminster Show that's coming up this Monday and Tuesday night, right, on television, and you see all these dogs parade around. It's not like being at a dog show, and there's so much more at any dog show, but particularly in Chicago.
In Chicago, we have a benched dog show.
Let's explain what that is, because that's they're like one of, what, six in the nation?
Six left in the nation. We do two of them. A benched dog show is where dogs are required to be in an assigned area during benching hours, and our benching hours are 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
So nearly all day. But so you walk down these corridors. I want to set the scene a little bit. At McCormick Place, you walk down these corridors, and from Affenpinscher to Yorkshire Terrier, you can meet every kind of dog there is, literally, but maybe more importantly, they're people, and ask about that breed or just take your picture with a very cute dog.
True. You know, it's really great. You can see the dogs being groomed. You can see their reactions with other people, how they react with other dogs. Talk to the owners, talk to the breeders, find out more about that breed.
Mm-hmm. And there's more than that.
Yeah, we have so many things going this year. We have the new competition called Barn Hunt.
Now explain.
And we talked about this earlier.
Explain what this is, because it kind of worries me a little bit.
Barn Hunt is a maze of hay or straw, bales of hay or straw, and dogs have to find rats that are hidden safely in tubes. And they have to find them, climb on the hay, go through the tunnels, and find all these rats.
Are they mostly terriers that do this?
It's all breeds, Steve.
Really?
And it's really exciting to see.
I've never seen it, yeah.
These, you know, great big German shepherds. They're all these sporting dogs that are on point for the rats. It's pretty cute.
It must be. I worry about the rats, but you say they're inside tubes and
they're
kept
inside
safe.
Very heavy protected tubes. They have holes. They have bedding. They're changed out every hour to make sure that no rats are overworked. And it's really funny, Steve, when I practice with my dog, I put the rat back in their cage. They turn around and kind of put their hands on their hips and say, "Where's my cookie?" So they really enjoy doing this, and it's not a problem. They are very safe.
Okay, so aside from that, there's so much more. Now, I know that every year, if I want to try, I don't know, a new pet food or a new collar and leash, or I want to read about dogs and look up a specific breed or check out a dog book of any kind, and I can go on and on. If it's about dogs and if it's sold, and especially if it's not sold maybe at the pet superstores, I mean, these are unusual items.
These are unique and unusual items. A lot of them are homemade and made specifically for types of dogs. We have a lot of breed-oriented things. In addition, we have AKC will be giving away.
Oh, this is cool. You said this before the show. Now, you know, one of the biggest problems that there is, which is a whole different discussion unto itself, is dog bites. And when a dog bites, it's typically a child that gets bitten. And there are many organizations working on prevention so this doesn't happen, because many times it really can be and should be prevented. So you're doing something about this in conjunction with the American Kennel Club.
The American Kennel Club will be giving away DVDs to the first 500 families to explain to children how to greet dogs. What is the proper way to greet a dog?
Hello, doggy. Well, it's a little more than that.
A little more than that. You know, extending your hand as opposed to grabbing a dog. You know, walking around them slowly and gently.
And kids tend to be kids. So what they do is they go up to dogs they don't know. They want to hug the dog they don't know. And dogs don't necessarily like to be hugged. They're not primates. And on and on and on. So this DVD, I suspect, goes into all of that.
It goes in all the details and how the proper way of doing it and the best way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Also, the International Kennel Club of Chicago, that's the Chicago Dog Show, has been the first to do, and there's actually a long list after that, the first to do a lot of things. One is giving people that are not professional handlers an opportunity. So you see these dogs shown at Westminster. They're beautiful dogs. And incidentally, many of the same dogs will be right here in Chicago. That's the truth. I mean, we get the same
dogs. We get a lot of those, a lot of those dogs.
So they're top quality dogs. But the other thing that we do in Chicago that was Lou Auslander's idea, I believe, is, well, you know, we want more than just professional handlers. We want just dog owners to handle their dogs. Are you doing that again this year?
We do the amateur owner handler competition, where people who are not professionals show their own dogs and have an opportunity to win Best in Show Amateur Owner Handler.
Which is the coolest thing, I think.
It's very exciting. And as an amateur owner handler myself, I really enjoy doing this.
I've not seen you in the ring, but maybe you haven't lasted long enough to be in Best. And that's the other thing. So Best in Show, Best in Groups, I want to talk about how that works. I want to talk about, because there is so much more to talk about, things you can do in Chicago at McCormick Place. The dog show is when, so people know?
February 22nd and 23rd.
That's a Saturday and Sunday. It's in a couple of weeks. It's a great family event. And one thing we hear about a lot, there aren't enough places to take the kids that are relatively inexpensive. Well, here's one for you and the entire family. It's the dog show. And I can guarantee you, or your money back, your kids will love it. She's saying, what's he saying about money back? But that's okay. Kids do love it, of course.
Kids love it. We have a kids zone for kids this year.
Oh, really?
Where we'll have different kinds of coloring pages from AKC. And additionally, we will do face painting. And so kids walk around with, you know, little dogs painted on their cheeks.
Just so they don't paint the dogs, I'm okay with that. Now, I have a question for all of you. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. The person that can get closest to the percent, and if you know what it is, perchance, Susan, don't give it away, how many people do you think who have a dog get their dog something, anything, for Valentine's Day? What percent? Is it 90%? Is it 4%? Is it 44%? Is it anything? What percent of folks, and I've got tickets to the dog show for you, as well as a $25 toy package from Barker and Miowski, redeemable in Score or BarkerMiowski.com. So what percent, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, what percent of folks who have a dog give their dog something special for Valentine's Day? Give it a shot. Nothing to lose. All right, so what percent of folks do you think, which is the call I should take here? She is going to tell me. Elena, I don't know which number she's on. I see Elena. Elena, you are on WGN. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So what percent of people give their dogs a gift for Valentine's Day?
Well, based on, you know, when I talk to family and friends and, you know, and a lot of them don't have, you know, anyone special in their life. He says, well, what about, you know, your dog or your cat? And they say, well, I've never thought about that. So my guess was very low, maybe about 3% or so.
You're the closest, apparently. That the right answer is 4%. So you get
you get
tickets to the dog show. Ba 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 bum.
Oh, that, My daughter will be so happy.
You get a pair of tickets to the International Kennel Club of Chicago Dog Show, February 21st through the 23rd at McCormick Place. Come on down. Actually, we'll send them to you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, but there's more. There's more. A $25. Are you okay?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, be careful here. A $25 toy package. A toy package from Barker and Miowski. Redeemable in-store or BarkerandMiowski.com. Isn't that exciting?
It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on.
What a nice gift. Thank you.
It is. We need your address and all your personal contact information. All right?
Okay,
your social security number, your checking
week.
Account number is what I'm really interested, Rachel, in. Please get that. Hold on. Don't move. Don't do anything. So we now have our animal news from around the world. And this is a serious one. Dogs have been exterminated in Sochi. You might have heard about that. Keith Oberman offered an eloquent commentary on the matter, and then I commented on what he said. And I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. I mean, beside forced labor, their archaic stance, in my opinion, regarding gay, lesbian rights, and now to massacre, and they are in the hundreds and hundreds of stray dogs. Maybe we just shouldn't be watching the Olympics. Now, I know it's not the athlete's fault. I understand that and, in fact, agree with that. However, having said that, this is not a political issue. There's no right. I mean, there clearly is a right and wrong here. This isn't a matter of a political stance one way or the other. If you do decide to watch the Olympics, here's what I say. As you cuddle up with your best friend with four legs next to you on the sofa, keep in mind every time you watch an event, outside that venue or just down the road, exterminators, as they call them there, are seeking to kill, and probably doing so, stray dogs and cats. And they may be succeeding. It is 6 minutes before 7 o'clock, right here at 720 WGN. We are live. We are local. We are talking about the Chicago Dog Show with Susan Olson. Susan, it's coming up at the International Kennel Club of Chicago Dog Show at McCormick Place. Give me one thing, if you've never been to a dog show, that folks might be surprised, and don't say barking. I think they know that's going to happen. But surprised they will find. Hold on a second. I do have to turn on your microphone so people can hear you. Try it again.
I think you'll find how much the people that are there love their animals. They truly do treat them as pets 365 days a year and show dogs a few weekends a year.
Mm-hmm.
But they truly just love their animals and love parading them to show the public what a good dog should look like.
In addition to that, you walk down. We talked about how this is a bench show, and you can go from Affenpinscher to Yorkshire Terrier. Along the way, as you go up and down these aisles where these benches are, you see booths for breed rescue. And there are typically dozens of them there, so you could help save dogs.
We have about 25 booths for rescue, breed booths. Excuse me. And people will talk to you about that breed, what they have available as a rescue dog, what is a rescue dog, and how you can help.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great thing. So give me one other highlight here of the dog show that is coming up in Chicago.
Something very unique to Chicago, and we are probably the only show in the country that does this, is called Junior Dog Judging.
Ah.
It happens on Sunday, and children from 9 to 19 years old can be the judge. A real judge will be in the ring, and they'll explain what they have to do, how they do it, and then the kids have to, without touching the dogs, because it wouldn't be safe for all the dogs to be having handled by, 60 kids, but to place them in order the same way the judge would.
That's kind of cool.
It's very interesting.
I've
and we're the only
it.
Ones that are, that do this. And we've been doing it for over 75 years.
Well, I'll tell you, I must give props to Lou Auslander, who has been running the show for well over a decades probably, is a legend in the dog show world. Lou, if it wasn't for you, the Chicago Dog Show probably wouldn't be here, period. And it certainly wouldn't be what it is today. Which is an innovative dog show. We've pointed out several things that are only done in Chicago. Come on down to the dog show. Again, tell us where it is, and also give us the website, Susan.
It's McCormick Place, February 21st to the 23rd. Website, ikcdogshow.com.
Susan Olson from the International Kennel Club of Chicago Dog Show. thank you so very much. Pets are an important part of your family, as we've been talking about. So when they get sick, you want the best care for them. Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center provides state-of-the-art care when your pet needs it the most. Your veterinarian's trusted partner. Here's the point. They're open 24-7 all the time. They're at 3123 North Clybourne. That's at about Belmont and Clybourne. In addition to emergency care, which is what they're all about, they're about one other thing. That's advanced medicine with board-certified veterinarians, and count them, 9 specialties. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, 9 specialties. ChicagoPetEmergency.com, 773-281-7110. If you want to read more about what I spoke about, those are the dogs in Sochi, I have several blog posts on that matter. It's all at chicagonow.com/Steve Dale, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale.